Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto. Today is April 23, 2026. Key themes for this session: a large bridge exploit, strong spot ETF demand, and stepped up regulatory enforcement. Bitcoin tested the $80,000 area as spot ETF inflows lifted markets, and BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin Trust reached a record 806,700 BTC. Analysts warn of near-term profit taking above $83,000 to $88,000. CoinDesk also noted tests of $78,000 resistance earlier in the move. A $292 million exploit of the Kelp DAO bridge triggered large withdrawals from Aave, roughly $15 billion reported, and pushed capital towards Spark, Lido, and USDC, shifting DeFi liquidity and reducing Aave balances. Regulators escalated enforcement. New York authorities are seeking $3.4 billion in fines against prediction market platforms. Several states, including New York and Illinois, barred government employees from betting on insider information. And the UK FCA raided 8 illegal peer-to-peer trading hubs and issued cease and desist orders. Spot ETF inflows and BlackRock accumulation are key on-chain drivers to watch. Daily BTC ETF net flows and BlackRock's holdings will be important for price durability. Separately, U.S. Indo-Pacific Command confirmed it runs a Bitcoin node and is conducting cybersecurity tests. On the corporate and policy front, GSR launched a multi-asset crypto Core 3 ETF giving exposure to Bitcoin, Ether, and Solana. Kraken reported filing 56 million crypto tax forms for 2025 and asked for a de minimis exemption, and Russia's State Duma advanced a broad crypto bill in first reading. Developers are also accelerating preparations for post-quantum cryptography migration. Watch lists for the day: DeFi TVL and Aave balances for continued outflows, daily BTC ETF net flows and BlackRock accumulation, and fast-moving enforcement actions against prediction markets and P2P trading. Note the persistent systemic risk from bridge exploits. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.